Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayashekar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing in world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. If you really want to achieve it, have a deadline. If not, you will never complete it. In today's episode, Master of Masters Blair Singer talks about what one should do and one should not do in order to achieve deadlines like a pro. We all want to know the secret to this, don't we? Let's get started.
How do you handle deadlines like a pro? Now, if you notice, there are some people that they tell you you're going to do something, they do it, okay? And they get it done. So how do you handle a deadline? A couple of things to think about. Number one, this is probably the most important thing. You'll notice that people that achieve a lot, that make their deadlines, it's an agreement. And they don't make a lot of agreements. Let me say that again. You don't overcommit yourself and don't make a lot of agreements. In other words, do not commit yourself to things that you cannot do or you're questionable about doing or you don't have time to do. Just say no. Learn to say no. I tell people that before you even set goals or New Year's resolutions or before you do goal setting, before you set a goal, make a list of things you're going to stop doing. Stop doing. The problem is the reason people don't achieve their goals or meet their deadlines is they got either so much going on that they can't get it all done, or they get it half of it done half effectively, or they just give up on even setting a deadline. So the thing here is with deadlines, kind of like what we talked about earlier about changing a habit, take some discipline. So number one, only make agreements that you intend to keep. That's part of my code of honor, by the way. You know, a code of honor is a set of rules that you have for yourself, your team, possibly even in your relationships, okay? But only make agreements that you're willing to keep. That, and to focus on that a little bit more since we're on it, is that a deadline is an agreement. It's you making a commitment that I'm going to get something done in a certain amount of time, and it's assuming that there's somebody else or another group or yourself involved, making an agreement with yourself. I'm going to clean my house by the end of the week. Simple, okay? But we get to the end of the week, we don't do it. Why? Why? The damaging thing about this, about not keeping a deadline, is you just broke an agreement. And every time you break an agreement, that hurts you. What happens? You learn to not trust yourself. See, I know you weren't thinking about that, but I'm going to tell you that if you make agreements and don't keep them, and you know you don't, and the only person that really knows you don't keep them in many cases is you, and you know it. And so what happens is as you go to take on further challenges, you don't trust yourself as much. You don't feel as confident about it. Your energy's not as high. Why? Because you've built a track record of breaking these agreements. And so just like as if you were in a negotiation or relationship with someone else or yourself, you don't trust them. Do you trust a person that breaks their agreements? A person says, I'll be there at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They never show up. They never call. Do you trust them? Of course not. Same thing happens to you. That's why deadlines, while it's like, well, it's an imposed deadline by my boss or whatever, doesn't matter. The thing is, it's not the damage that happens to the company or the damage that, or the upset with your boss. It's what it does to you when you break these agreements, okay? So having said all that, if you want to keep your deadlines like a pro, be a pro. Choose the agreements you want to keep. You can't keep all agreements with everybody. And if you're worried, well, they won't like me unless I do it or I'll lose my job. No, that's not necessarily true. If you're honest, forthright, and you work out a plan, then you can keep the agreements that you need to keep. And again, I don't know very many bosses that are going to get on your case if you're honest with them to tell them, hey, look, I want to do this, but I got this other priority you have me doing right now. I want to get that done. And then I'm happy to take on the next one. Okay. So let's go through the list here. Number one, create a plan, break it down. Okay. If your deadline is to make a certain amount of money, lose a certain amount of weight, break it down, create a plan. We call that a PERT chart, P-E-R-T, Program Evaluation Review Technique, used by the United States military to create ballistic weapons. It was used to put a man on the moon. It was used to plan the Winter Olympics. This planning process, you don't need to understand it, but a process somehow, if you set this goal, again, this relates back to changing habits. This goal that you set, you break it down into meaningful steps. When we climb Mount Kilimanjaro every year, we are taught by our mountain guide not to ask about what's going to happen the next day or the next day or the next day. We're focused on one step at a time. Now, before we climb, we know we're going to have five camps before we get to the summit. That's what we know. It's planned out. But once we start, we don't think about it anymore. Same thing with a deadline. Okay. Same thing with any kind of a deadline. Break it down into its meaningful parts. I'm going to build a birdhouse. Okay. So what are the four steps, three steps, two steps, six steps to building a birdhouse? Birdhouse installed. Before that, birdhouse assembled. Before that, materials allocated. Before that, birdhouse designed. So it's designed, then we allocate the resources, we assemble it, we put it in. So again, you break it down into meaningful steps. And if you can make it visual, that's even better. So you can constantly look at it. Put green dots on the events when you accomplish them. If they're behind schedule, you put a red dot on it so it brings it to your attention. So create a plan. Number two, discipline. Again, that D word comes up again, discipline. Just because the deadline's uncomfortable, just because the deadline is a stretch, doesn't mean you don't do it. And you certainly don't blow it off. Be disciplined about staying on task. So now you understand why you don't want to load yourself up with too many. Okay. Because if you load too many, it's physically impossible to get it done. Another corollary to that is if you're a business owner and you're working alone, this is very difficult because you have so many deadlines to meet. And if you find yourself in overwhelm, it's probably because, listen to this, you don't have a team. So whether it's a volunteer team, whether it's a full-time team, part-time team, if you want to take on more deadlines like a pro, pros don't do everything themselves. They allocate, they delegate, they work with other people, they keep them coordinated so that you can actually get the deadline accomplished. If you're trying to throw it all on yourself, which is a typical self-employed tactic, you will burn out and you will fail. And all the bad things about not making a deadline, like you don't trust yourself, you don't want to make commitments, you know, you get irritable, those are all the things that are going to happen to you. One way out of it, get a team together, okay? Disciplines and focus. Again, on the deadlines, I think I already covered this. Number three is learn to say no. Learn to say no to certain things. Number four, commit to only things that you're willing and able to do. And if you're not able to do it, here's the other thing. Communicate. This is another rule in my code of honor. Only make agreements you're willing and intend to keep. Number one, we said that. Number two, communicate a potential broken agreement at the first available time. I'll say again, if in fact you run into a challenge, communicate a potentially broken agreement at the first available time. Let me give you an example. Let's say you and I decide we're going to go have lunch on Thursday afternoon. We're going to have lunch together. Yay, really good. Okay. So, and today's Monday. And all of a sudden, I completely forget about it. And it's now Wednesday, and I know I've got a schedule conflict. I just discovered I got a conflict. I forgot about it. I got a conflict right now. What should I do? Well, of course, I should get on the phone or I should text you right away and say, look, I'm not going to be able to make this. I'm so sorry. Let me know or let the other person know immediately. Even if you might be able to make it, you run into a problem, let them know. Why? Because that's respectful. It's going to save your self-esteem. It's going to keep you on track like a pro. And let's say you completely blew it all and it's Thursday and we were supposed to have lunch and now it's Thursday afternoon. And all of a sudden I go, oh my God, I was supposed to have lunch with you. Oh my God, what should I do? Well, maybe I'll think, well, hopefully they forgot about it too. No, Even if you've blown it completely, get on the phone, text immediately, and clean up the broken agreement. Why? It's going to clean two things up. It's going to clean up your relationship with the other person, but mostly it's going to clean up your relationship with yourself. You're going to feel good about it rather than carrying it around. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Hopefully they forgot about it too. Okay. So when it comes to keeping agreements, clean them up. Communicate any potential broken agreement at the first available time. Most important, last one, keep those deadlines with yourself. Keep the agreements to yourself. You notice in this piece about deadlines, I'm not talking so much about deadlines because it's not the deadline. It's kind of a bad term, don't you think? Deadline, drop dead after you cross this line or whatever. It's an agreement. Deadlines are agreements. Agreements, you know, time is an agreement. Time, when you set a time to be someplace, that's an agreement. Now you don't think, well, it's not really agreement. Yeah, it is. It's an agreement. And again, I'm focusing here on part of the biggest damaging part to not keeping those time agreements and those deadlines is not the damage that you do to the other relationship, which is bad enough, or the upset or the disappointment other people have. It's what you do to yourself because you know you didn't do it and you know you didn't clean it up. And so you start not trusting yourself as much. Your self-concept goes down. Your self-esteem goes down. It's very sneaky. You don't know it. And then later, when you really have something you want to do, let's say you want to write a book or you want to start a business or whatever it is. Now, when you go to set out to do it, you're going, well, I'm not sure that I want to do it. I'm not really good at accomplishing these goals. And so what just happened? You created your own resistance, which we talked about in a prior program. The resistance came up from you because of your track record of not keeping agreements. Okay. So again, deadlines, a deadline's a deadline. Okay. Big deal. No, it's a very, very big deal because your inability to keep the agreement is damaging to you as well as obviously to other people. Okay. So again, if you want to be, you want to handle it like a pro, the things I told you, get a team together, make only agreements you really intend to keep, and clear up anything broken agreement at the first available time, and keep and learn to say no. Learn to say no and feel good about yourself. And if you screw it up, clean it up. Okay? Good luck. Keep your agreements. Keep and be on time.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you understand the importance of achieving deadlines and the power of saying no. Do share this with your friends and family or anyone whom you think is struggling to meet deadlines and procrastinates. Blair Singer will be live in the upcoming Super Growth Summit along with 10 other world-class trainers. Log in to www.sgsummits.com and register for the upcoming Super Growth Summit for free. This is Surendran Jayashekar. Until next time, love yourself. Don't take life too seriously. Strive to become a better version of yourself. Give more to get more. And always keep inspiring.